The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live on this sadly historic day in American history when the U.S. Capitol has been stormed, breached, taken over. These are the kinds of things we see in other countries, kinds of things that we see in communist countries. I'll be honest with you, and again, I'm not in any way, shape, or form trying to be melodramatic. I don't do that. If you're a regular listener to this program, you know that's not true. I don't deal in histrionics and melodrama. But honestly, I did not think I would ever in my lifetime see the images that we have seen today. May I repeat something that I have said several times today, and I will continue repeating it. The devil lives in the extremes. Stay away from the extremes. We have extremists on the left. We have extremists on the right. Stay away from the extremists. Something I've tried to do ever since I, you know, hey, listen, this is the sixth, 5 days ago was my 21st anniversary doing a daily program here on WRFD. And before that, I did a Saturday program for at least 10 years. I honestly don't remember how long I did that. So I've been on the air for like 30 years. And because I am on the air and I have a platform, so many people want to use my platform. You have no idea how many requests I get for interviews. Constantly, constantly, constantly. Can I be on your program? I've got a cause. I want people to know about it. Can I use your microphone? I want to be on your program. And I'm very cautious as to who I allow on this program. I'm very cautious. And a long time ago, years ago, the extreme right here in Central Ohio learned quickly, I'm not your friend. And the extreme right has hated me, vilified me, lied about me, written things about me because I won't join their protest of this and protest. By the way, I believe in protest. I do. But I stay away from the extremists. I am pro-life, unapologetically pro-life. But I have always distanced myself from the extremists in the pro-life movement. And I've been condemned and vilified for that. I'm not really pro-life because I wouldn't join this protest and that protest, and I wouldn't do things the way they wanted them done. Because I believe the devil lives in the extremes. Obviously, these Trump supporters who breached the building, the Capitol building, they're extremists. They are extremists. Now, are the extremists on the left? Yes. We see a lot of it. I mean, look at the cities that were destroyed this summer by extremists. Now, the difference is everybody is going to condemn these extremists in Washington, D.C. The mainstream media and the liberal left glorified the extremists on the left this summer as they looted and pillaged and burned. And that even happened here in Columbus, Ohio. Our government in Columbus, you know, when the extremists are on the left, the mainstream media makes excuses for them, justifies them, etc., which is wrong. It's just as wrong for us on the right, conservatives, to justify and make excuses for the extremists that are on our side. I'm looking at live video out of Washington, D.C. It looks like people are beginning to leave the Capitol building. It looks like people are beginning to leave. 1,100 National Guard are going to be coming to the Capitol building. Washington, D.C. police are there in full force. A couple of hundred officers from Virginia are coming to help. A curfew has been declared for 6 p.m. And obviously people can be arrested if they are still there at 6 p.m. It's 5:11 in Washington, D.C. And it looks like the crowds are beginning to disperse. If I understand correctly, the interior of the Capitol building has now been secured. I believe that to be correct. The Senate, the halls of Congress, the Capitol building, if I understand correctly, the people inside the Capitol building have been forced out. And the Capitol building itself, I understand, is now secure again. That's good news. Now, please understand, it's all over the internet that these were not real Trump supporters. They were Antifa supporters. They were not Trump supporters. Don't believe it. However, were there Antifa people among those who breached the Capitol building? Absolutely. Were there people there that were not Trump supporters, were just there to cause mischief? Absolutely. We will find that to be true. Not everybody that caused the violence, the destruction, they broke out windows in the Capitol building, quite a bit of destruction. Were all of them Trump supporters? No. And we will find that there were people, Antifa and others, that had infiltrated the group, and all they want to do is cause trouble, because wherever there are protests, those kind of people always show up. So I can be absolutely certain that we will discover that not everybody was a Trump supporter. But once again, if you look at the video, you have to conclude there could not have been that many infiltrators. The overwhelming majority were radical Trump supporters, which is sad. So, my plea again, let's be consistent. Let's not become like the people we condemn. Was the election stolen? I don't know. I really, honestly do not know. But we are a people of laws. We are a people of rules. And those are the ways we must deal with these issues. Hey, I'd love to hear from you. 877-BOB-LIVE. We'll be back.
Today's news, God's word, and your thoughts. This is Bob Burney Live.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, keeping an eye on the news in Washington, D.C. Still a large crowd of protesters surrounding the Capitol building. The steps of the Capitol building have been secured by Washington, D.C. police. It is my understanding that the interior of the building has now been secured. The Senate chamber was breached. Protesters gained access to the Senate. I don't believe that happened in the House. Guns were drawn inside the House of Representatives and pointed at protesters trying to get in. And I think the threat was very real. You open those doors, you will be shot. Someone was shot. A woman was shot. We're not sure who shot her, whether it was police or someone else. She has been transported to a local hospital, and she is in critical condition. There is a 6 p.m. curfew less than 40 minutes away. It is not clear yet whether D.C. police, National Guard, FBI will enforce that curfew and clear the Capitol grounds. There are still a lot of people on the outside of the Capitol building, not nearly as many as a couple of hours ago, but so all of that is just not clear. One big question: will the legislators return this evening to continue the process of counting the electoral votes and certifying who is the next president? And I was just listening to interviews from different representatives in the House of Representatives. One said, yes, absolutely, we're going to come back. Nothing can stop us. Another one said, I don't think so. How can we possibly come back in the midst of this chaos? So we just don't know. We have no idea. We do know that in time, a president will be certified by the Congress. Will it happen tonight? Don't know. But I will repeat again. Any chance that Donald Trump could be declared president and the election overturned, I think that's gone now. The people who wanted that the most have destroyed that possibility. At least that's my opinion for whatever it is worth. One last plea before we go on to other stories. Please stay away from conspiracies. Please. In this election, I have received from listeners and others hundreds of emails about thousands and thousands of ballots found here, thousands and thousands of ballots found there, this fraudulent activity in this state, that state, and so forth. And when I check them out, I have found the sources to be extremely unreliable, very questionable, with almost no proof whatsoever. Don't believe everything you read. Just because you read something and it promotes what you think or what you want or you desire, don't believe it just because it agrees with you. Don't do that. Be objective, be open-minded, and check it out. Stay away from conspiracies. Please. And I'll end it with that. All right. By the way, here in the state of Ohio, there is activity down at the State House protests. About an hour ago, I have firsthand knowledge that the Supreme Court building in downtown Columbus was evacuated because of security concerns, a large police presence in downtown Columbus. So I'm not sure all that's happening here in Columbus, but there is police activity, protests, and at least the Supreme Court building has been evacuated. Is that because of a threat or just caution? Don't know. But just wanted to pass that along. Speaking of downtown Columbus and the State House, good news. I believe this was yesterday. Governor DeWine signed a new Ohio law that requires fetal remains of an abortion to be cremated or buried. And if the mother of the unborn child does not want to pay or refuses to pay, then the abortion facility, it will become their responsibility. It's Senate Bill 27, and Mike DeWine has signed it into law. The law says, in part, a pregnant woman who has surgical abortion has the right to determine if the fetal remains will be cremated or buried. She also has the right under the bill to determine the location of the final disposition. If the pregnant woman doesn't want to be involved, then the abortion facility shall determine whether final disposition shall be by cremation or interment. The new law also requires abortion clinics to maintain records of cremations and burials. Quote, an abortion facility shall maintain evidentiary documentation demonstrating the date and method of the disposition of fetal remains from surgical abortions performed or induced in the facility, so says the law. The bill passed the state Senate 23-7, the state House 60-36. Senate Bill 27, it was called the Unborn Child Dignity Act. Most of you know, before this, when a baby was aborted in an abortion clinic, there was no law as to how the remains of that baby would be disposed of. And it was discovered that a lot of abortion facilities were having basically trash haulers. It was medical waste, but it was medical trash taken to local dumps, landfills. Can you imagine treating an unborn baby with that kind of disrespect? To his credit, Mike DeWine signed the bill into law. I'm not sure when the law takes effect, but whenever it takes effect, abortion clinics not only will have to provide either cremation or burial, they have to keep a record, and if the mother is unwilling to be involved or to pay the cost has to be carried, taken care of by the abortion clinic. Now, I would imagine that they will find some way to pass on the cost to the patient. But anyway, that is good news. Good news. All right, we will keep an eye on the news. If anything new transpires in Washington, I'll certainly share it with you when we return.